This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. It's great to share today with you. And if you joined me yesterday, I asked the question, how often do you say thanks? And Psalm 111 is a great psalm to look at sometime. But it was the author Anne Lamott who says something interesting about giving thanks. God always makes a way out of no way. And this means that at some point, often against all odds, we will be able to say thanks. Now, that's a challenging statement. I believe it's true, even though we may not believe it could possibly be right. Maybe you know that, or you've been through it. Because it's not just a feeling, it's an attitude, it's a way of being. Being grateful is the choice we make, and those who wrote the Bible call us to acknowledge that everything we have comes as a gift from God. Martin Luther believed that gratitude is the basic Christian attitude. The Apostle Paul actually is filled with his own words of thanksgiving, and often he says, I give thanks to God for you, or I thank my God every time I remember you. So no matter what the situation was in the church for which he was writing, the Apostle Paul found words of gratitude to share gratitude for their faith. He loved them. He thanked God for them, and he was modeling the Christian life. The writer and priest, Henri Nouwen, considers that gratitude is to be a choice. He says that gratitude claims the truth that all of life is a gift. The discipline of gratitude is the explicit effort to acknowledge that all I am and have is given to me as a gift of love. It's a gift to be celebrated with joy. If the only prayer you say in your life is thank you, then that would be enough. For example, when Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, they were living in, written actually to a people who were living in the Gentile era of a prosperous city of Thessalonica. And this was the capital of the Roman province of Macedonia. And so it was a very important city, a seat of trade, political interests, and it was also the centre of the worship of the gods, the Greek and Roman gods. In actual fact, members of the imperial family, they were worshipped as gods themselves. So there was no religious tolerance. If you voiced your Christian beliefs, you did so at your own peril. So Paul had established these churches, and many of the people had to flee. But he still says it's important to give thanks. They believed, the people in that city, those who were Christians, believed that Christ would return, and they expected him any day. But it went on, and they were giving up hope. How can we live in the meantime? And Paul says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. So Paul knew that not everyone was living like that. So Paul says, look, you've got to live as Jesus lived. You've got to be people who are generous, grateful, have compassion, joy, and kindness, and understand that thank you is an important thing to do. It was not long ago, famous people all over the world were polled by a magazine. The question, if you would be granted one wish that will come true right now, what would that be? Well, as you can imagine, there were some very interesting responses. But, you know, by and large, the most significant and common response was, I wish that I could be given an even greater ability to appreciate all that I already have. Now, that's an interesting response. It's an interesting thing to wish for. What do you think would happen if each one of us suddenly became a more thankful person, if we became a more appreciative people? We don't like to be taken for granted. We like to be thanked. But it says in the Bible, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And in Ephesians chapter 5, give thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the psalmist in the Old Testament says, it's good, yes, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name. Well, thank you, Lord, for these ideas. And today, Lord, I want to make a difference to someone else's life. May my words bring encouragement just where they're needed. You, Lord, could be leading me to that person right now. Make me ready with the words that will help and heal, and make me someone who is grateful to you for everything. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.